Buying or selling real estate can be stressful. After all, it's not any old house we're talking about. It's your home. So when it's time to buy or sell, you want to make sure your search is in capable hands. That's why we turn to Angie Cole and the team at A. Cole Realty. You've seen Angie featured on HGTV's House Hunters. Realtor Magazine named her one of the top realtors in the country. And Just Ask Us, the numbers back her up. So listen up as we cover all the ins and outs of buying and selling a home here in the Triangle. It's time for The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Thanks for joining us this week on The Savvy Realtor. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole, who is the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle, serving you not only in Raleigh, but all the surrounding communities as well. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the area and you need some help, Angie is here to inform you on today's show. You can find out more information about Angie and her team online by going to acolerealty.com. You can also listen to past shows on the website. And at any point in time, you can call or text Angie with your questions, 919-538-6477. Don't worry, we won't put you on the air. You can just call Angie directly at that number, 919-538-6477. Angie, we're steamrolling through the summer. How are things going with you?
Yeah, everything's going wonderful. We're super busy, and we're rocking and rolling as always.
Yep, glad to hear that.
Yeah, we really noticed it kind of died off for maybe 2 weeks or so. It seems like always as soon as we enter into the warm seasons, the months, you know, school gets out.
Everybody hits that vacation mode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like it dies off just a teeny bit, but our team, we've noticed just in the last 2 weeks, I mean, my buying agents collectively, they've put, I believe, 13 to 15 homes under contract helping buyers in the last two weeks. I know on the list side, we're super busy. All of a sudden, like showings and everything just picked right back up.
Yep.
Which is great.
And we had a ton of you reach out to us last week. Ton of you texted us or called the show. So people are seeking guidance, and definitely it sounds like there's a lot of moving and shaking in the real estate market here in the Triangle. Just evidenced by how many people reached out last week.
That is very true. And I was looking at the numbers as far as how many active homes are on the market. I wanted to bring up a good point. I was amazed at how many active homes we have in Wake County versus other counties.
Okay.
In counties like if you are in Durham, Johnson, Orange, Chatham, Granville, Vance, Harnett, go and list your home. You know, the most homes on the market. So there's Johnson County that was right at around like 830 active homes on the market. Durham's down to 650 active homes on the market. That's for all of Durham County. So there is super low inventory in our market.
630 sounds like a lot, but you got to think about how big the county is.
Yeah, I mean, Wake County, to give you something to compare it to. So Wake County was right around like 3,670.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, we have, you know, a good 3-4 times the amount of homes that are active and on the market in Wake County, which is still a very low number, based on just the history, you know, of the market in general. But some of those counties, those numbers are super, super low.
Yep. Especially when you start thinking about population, you know, 630 homes sounds like a lot, but think about how many people live in Durham County, in Wake County. It's, you know, far surpasses, you know, the imagination really in some of these areas. So that's
pretty
cool. Interesting to know. Well, we're going to get to lots of good things on today's program. We're going to call this a little bit of a special edition show where we're just going to take lots of your questions. Since we had so many inquiries over the past couple of weeks, we've taken some of the questions that reflect some of the common ones that you've been giving us, and we'll cover some of those questions throughout today's show, in addition to dealing with a good mortgage question from Ron about USDA loans. We'll have a great success story and a listing of the week a little later on as well. All of that coming up on today's show. So let's get the special edition started off with Spencer in Raleigh, who has our first question of the week. Spencer says, I hear a lot about the danger of mold, but how can I find if a home I'm looking to buy has a mold issue? Isn't that kind of hard to spot?
It definitely can be, Spencer. You know, sometimes I've seen mold so prevalent that it is there. You could not miss it. For example, if you peek in the crawl space, you know, there might be some black speckles, or it could be white, fluffy looking. There's many different types of mold.
Okay. You know, that's good to know.
There, yeah. So it's one of those things that you definitely need to get a mold specialist out there to
Not all mold
review.
Is created equal.
Yeah. Not all mold is bad. I mean, or not. I mean, kind of.
Penicillin, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, like fungus mushrooms aren't necessarily always bad. But, you know, as far as mold, not all mold is as dangerous as other molds. For example, think of, you know, when you're in your shower, you might get a little bit of mold, you know, in the caulking or the seams, you know. That's not going to kill you. You know, clean it up, but it's not the end of the world. But, you know, some of the molds that will grow and be caused from high humidity areas, you know, for example, in the crawl space, maybe there's standing water. It's really humid in there. And then that's causing the mold spores. Typically, that type of mold is very dangerous. When the mold is trapped and it's then trapped in your home, you know, you're inhaling the vapors, those, I guess, mold spores, you know, that can cause, you know, lung cancer. I mean, it's dangerous. So it's a big deal. So in regards to Spencer's question there, first of all, your home inspector should pick up on this, you know. They are not mold specialists, but they, you know, look at your home in and out, up and down. They should spot if there's any type of mold that is present. It should be on the report. Typically, what they will do, they will say you need to speak with then a mold specialist for, you know, further information on how to handle this and to see if it's actually, you know, a dangerous type of mold. But your home inspector definitely should pick up on that. You know, remember, as far as like seeing it, like I mentioned, sometimes it's very vivid, it's there. But I've seen where there's been mold in the HVAC ducts. That's something that probably would be noticed maybe by an inspector, but definitely like an HVAC inspector, vendor who is specifically, you know, inspecting your HVAC. So be careful. Mold is definitely dangerous.
Yep. That's some helpful tips. And like you said, though, even before the home inspection, if you see standing water in the basement, that's a red flag. That's a symptom to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, most definitely. If you see, standing water in a crawl space, you more than likely will eventually develop mold in your crawl space. So you need to look at options of how do we mitigate and how do we get rid of the standing water, which would then cause mold.
Great question. Spencer, thanks for that one. We've got another one here from Sean in Clayton. Sean says, I have an escrow account to go along with my mortgage where the taxes and insurance fees are collected each month. My friend just told me that he's never had an escrow account. Why do I have one and he doesn't? Does it make a big difference in the grand scheme of things?
You know, Sean, honestly, it is a way for the banks to make more money. You know, I mean, that's the real deal there. It is the way to, for example, if you have $3,000 that is put into escrow on a yearly basis, and then from there, the lender is paying your insurance and your taxes from the escrow, you know, every year, that $3,000 is sitting there. You know, your escrow account will build. They always have a little bit more, a little bit of overage in your escrow account. But the bank is the one who's getting the interest off of that money sitting there. So it's a way for banks to make more money.
It's kind of like overpaying on your taxes, and the government's the one making the theoretical interest on that money, not you, right?
It's 100% what it is. So that is, you know, your friend does not have it, you do. I know the norm whenever someone's getting financing, typically there's probably a little box in there that is automatically checked saying that you are going to sign up for an escrow account. It's just kind of understood that you will. If you're getting the financing and you're not interested in an escrow account, definitely ask those questions, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of banks, a lot of mortgage lenders, they do charge if you do not set up an escrow account because they still want to get their money somehow. Doesn't seem fair, but they can do it and they do it, right?
It's the world we live in, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, so it's just, you know, a way for the financing department to capitalize on the interest.
In the grand scheme of things, if your escrow account is $3,000, the amount of interest you're really losing by not being able to have that in a bank account and earn, you know, a quarter of a percent or whatever is not that much. Now, someone who, you know, might be living with high city taxes and high county taxes to go on top of everything and on a large property, well, now that might start to make a little bit of a difference.
Right. On an individual basis, you know, am I really personally losing a lot of money because I am, you know, escrowing? No. But you need to remember, a mortgage lender, they have millions of loans.
Right.
So millions of individuals that they are receiving escrow monies from that they then can capitalize on the interest. Also, though, you know, I personally escrow, you know, for our home. And I enjoy it because it's just like saving slowly. You know, you are saving away instead of all of a sudden you're smacked with, oh, here's this big tax bill that you need to pay at the end of the year. So I personally would prefer to pay it that way. Same thing with my mortgage payment. You know, I would rather pay on a monthly basis than to pay one lump sum on a yearly basis because more than likely you didn't put away for that money. You know, so I like the idea of, you know, having an escrow account. So, Sean, it sounds like you might be, you know, in the process of maybe looking to buy a home. And so you're thinking about all these different options and what the best case scenarios are throughout the process. My team, we offer a home buying guide, which will walk you through the process from start to finish, just so you know and you're ahead of the game as far as what the steps are when buying. And also, it is very helpful when it comes to selling as well, because it really talks you through the contract to close process. Because I know if you're not a real estate agent, that's probably something you're not aware of.
Yeah, you know? You're not thinking about it every day.
Of course, you know. So if you would like to receive a copy of our home buying guide, you can text the word contract to the phone number 555-888. So just like you're texting a friend on your smartphone, you can text the word contract to the phone number 555-888, and we'll send over a home buying guide.
All you have to do is text that number 555-888 in the message field. Just put the word contract. Very easy to do. We'll send you a link right back via text, and you just click on the link, and boom, the guide is downloaded right to your smartphone. Very easy to do. Again, just text the word contract to the number 555-888, and you'll be able to get that home buying guide right this instant. And again, great question, Sean. We appreciate that one. Let's get one from Millie. Millie in Durham has a question for you. And this is a pretty good one, Angie. The homes in my neighborhood, she says, are selling way above and beyond what we paid for our home several years ago. It just seems crazy and too good to be true that our home might also be that valuable. How do I know if my home has also increased in value like our neighbors? We'd been thinking about selling sometime soon, and now seems like maybe it's a good time.
So, Millie, more than likely, you're probably in the same position as your neighbor, which is super exciting. There are certain areas that we cover. Some just really have appreciated a lot more than others. So that's a great thing, you know, and I'm super excited for you. In regards to making sure and confirming that your home is worth or similar to where your neighbor has sold, you know, you need to speak with a professional. So myself, you know, that's my job. I come out to your home. I do a walkthrough. I'll give you an idea of where, you know, the homes are selling in your neighborhood. I'll show you comparables, a net proceeds sheet, you know, in order to see if it is a good move to go ahead and sell now. And also a great idea just to get the process started if you're thinking about selling. We also have a home evaluator, which will give you an idea of the value of your home. It's a great way to start just if you're thinking about possibly selling your home. So to take advantage of that, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888. We will then send a text to you. You click the link, you put in your address, and from there, you'll get an automated response of the value of your home. So once again, it's a great way to just get a feel of where the homes are selling in your area. So you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888, and from there, you can get a good feel of the value of your home. And of course, if you're interested in an actual true listing presentation to know the exact value of your home, give me a shout. My phone number is 919-538-6477.
Yeah, what a lot of people do, Millie, is they get this initial estimate of their home's value, and then they'll follow up a little bit later on with Angie for, or maybe right away in some cases, for a listing appointment, and you'll get an even more accurate idea of how much your home's value is. So this is a great first step. So if you are curious about the value of your home and would like an initial estimate, all you have to do is text the word listing to the number 555-888. Again, that's 555-888. That's the number that you text. And in the message field, you just put the word listing, L-I-S-T-I-N-G, listing. Text that word to 555-888. We'll text you right back. Click on the link. Put in your home's information, and you'll get that value. One note that I think people have mentioned and said is helpful as well. Not only do you get this initial estimate, but let's say a couple weeks from now, things around you change, values around you continue to go up, you'll get a notification saying, hey, your home's value has changed. So it'll keep track as the market around you changes, and it'll alert you from time to time of those changes. And I think that's also a very cool tool. One more time, you can text the word listing to the number 555-888. To get that home evaluator. There's much more coming up on today's show. The Neighborhood Spotlight is around the corner. We'll get back to answering some of your questions as well. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle. She helped over 191 people buy or sell a home last year here in the Triangle and is ahead of pace this year again, helping lots of you move into a new place, which is very exciting. Also, check her out on Zillow.com where she has a 5-star agent rating. And you can call or text text Angie directly if you have questions. 919-538-6477 is the number. That's 919-538-6477. Stay tuned to the Savvy Realtor.
Let's shine a little light on some of the Triangle's best areas right here on the Neighborhood Spotlight.
This part of the show we call the Neighborhood Spotlight. Walter Storholt here alongside Angie Cole. We feature a great area here in the Triangle, tell a little bit about a neighborhood that you might not know a lot about and see what the market looks like in that particular neighborhood. Angie, where's this week's Neighborhood Spotlight?
This week's Neighborhood Spotlight is located in Mooresville. The neighborhood is called Weston Corners. And this home or this neighborhood is a brand new neighborhood in Mooresville. And it's right on the border of Cary. It feeds into actually the Cary school system. Which I know a lot of people love. And so it's right off of Harrison Avenue and the intersection of Weston Parkway and Chapel Hill Road.
And this is Weston with O-N, not O-N, I-N, right?
Yes, okay. W-E-S-T-O-N. So Weston Corners. It's also right down the road from Prestonwood Country Club, if that kind of gives you some bearings there.
Oh, it's also nearby the Oyster Bar.
So yes.
We're talking about a dangerous neighborhood here if you're like me.
Walter's going to visit. And it's, you know, easy access to RTP, walking distance to the Park West Village shopping as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is prime location.
That's
for
a fun
sure.
area.
That
we,
is.
We go there all, I mean, we live in Durham, but we go down there just for fun all the time.
Yep. And it's growing so much.
It
and
is.
It's all new, too. I mean, it's a great area.
Yep.
So this neighborhood, like I mentioned, is a brand new neighborhood. There's a total of 35 homes that are being built, both 2 and 3 bedroom townhomes with 2-car garages. They're definitely like luxury townhomes with all the bells and whistles, the hardwoods, the granites, you know, really nice townhomes.
Yeah.
And they're built by D.R. Horton is the builder.
Okay.
They start in the 280. So like you can see, they're definitely more of a luxury townhome.
Mm-hmm.
So high 280s and go into the 330s. So kind of a range there depending on the base price plus the upgrades being put in. Square footage, we range from 1837 square feet up to 2178 square feet. And the neighborhood is actually close to being closed out. I believe they only have a handful of homes left to be sold.
Wow.
So I bet eventually we will start to see some resales starting to pop up. But for right now, they're all brand new homes. But once again, they're on the very tail end of their construction being completed. So an absolutely great neighborhood. So like I mentioned, you know, I can only assume that several people, or maybe not several, but, you know, there's going to be some resales or people that are needing to move or just want to move in this particular neighborhood very soon because they are on the closeout, which is a great thing because you also will not have to compete against the new construction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a positive. So if you are thinking about selling your home, whether you're in Weston Corners, which was our neighborhood spotlight, or just anywhere, if you're thinking about selling your home, a great way to get started is to text the word listing to the phone number 555-888. From there, we will shoot you back a text and you just click the link, you put in your address, and from there, you'll get a value of your home. And it's great because the system does keep you updated whenever the values are changing within your area. So once again, if you're thinking about selling your home and you want to get started by just understanding an idea of where homes are selling in your particular area, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
Again, all it takes is a simple text from your smartphone. The number is 555-888. Yeah, we know it's only 6 digits. Don't worry, it'll still work. The phone number again, 555-888, and you're just texting the word listing in the message field. Hit send, and you'll get a text right back. Click on the link and fill out your information. It takes about 30 seconds to do that, and you'll get that estimate on the value of your home. And as Angie said, it'll keep you up to date as well when your value changes over time. 555-888, to that number, just text the word listing. And that's this week's Neighborhood Spotlight. Stay tuned. There's more coming up today on the Savvy Realtor.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Old ones, new ones, big ones, small ones, fixer-uppers, and move-in ready houses. If you can dream it, it's probably out there. That's why Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty are here. They want to help you find the right home for you and your family. Tap into their buying and selling expertise by calling or texting Angie right now. 919-538-6477. Call or text 919-538-6477 and always online at acolerealty.com.
Thanks for joining us this week on The Savvy Realtor. Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole. She's the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle. And if you have questions about buying or selling a home here in the area, you can call or text Angie at 919-538-6477 to ask your question. That's 919-538-6477. You can find Angie online on acolerealty.com, or if you like to go to Zillow.com, look up her agent rating and read all sorts of awesome reviews. She's got a 5-star rating there on Zillow.com. You've also seen her probably, if you are an avid follower of HGTV's House Hunters, maybe a couple years ago you saw her featured on the TV show, which was pretty cool. Here on today's show, we are taking your questions that we've gotten over the last couple of weeks, some of the popular ones that came in, and featuring them here on the show. It's sort of a special edition of our program. All questions from folks like you. And let's get to another one here, Angie. North in Wake Forest says, how important is it to have green features in a home? Does it really enhance the resale value? And is it something that buyers often care about?
North, you know, it's one of those things that it's very similar to almost a pool. To some buyers, I could see it being very important. You know, they are all about the HERS rating, you know, what type of insulation was put into the home, you know, but then other buyers, you know, they could care less. So I think it's one of those items that really depends on the buyer, you know, whether or not that will be really a selling feature. Also, many green features are starting to become code. If you follow kind of the code requirements for building a home throughout the years, they're making you put in more insulation. They're making you put in higher end, I don't know, HVAC systems or thermostats or, you know, whatever it might be. So a lot of those items are code, but there are some builders that are definitely going above and beyond. And that's a way for them to market their homes to be better, you know, in relationship to the other ones, is by putting in these items. You know, there's many builders that just really feel strongly about building a green home per se.
Sure.
Other than that, as far as significantly increasing the value of the home, unfortunately, I would say no. I would say there is going to be an increased cost of a home that has higher end, you know, insulation and whatnot and these extra green features, but it's not going to significantly improve the value of the home. But it definitely can help sell the home.
It's probably not going to hurt, right?
No, I mean, not going to hurt. Not a bad thing. I don't want to mislead people that, hey, if I spend an additional, I don't know, $20,000 on doing all these extra green features, I'm going to get now $30,000 back out of it. It's not that case.
Right. That's a good question, though, North. Thanks for the question. Also, love the name. North is a cool name, I think. Catherine in Apex has a good question here for you, Angie. Catherine says, what are some of the hottest areas to buy right now? We're looking at getting into investing in real estate and curious about some of the areas that are attracting a lot of attention.
So when it comes to investing, there are many different areas or pockets that we are seeing strong appreciation. For example, like downtown areas especially. So downtown Raleigh, downtown Durham, you will notice a lot of teardowns happening and then investors going in and they're flipping the homes, okay? Because the overall land is so valuable that they are taking advantage of that and they're flipping it and they're able to appreciate on that. Also, you know, homes that are close to colleges, also in walking distance to entertainment, you know, so if you have a new neighborhood popping up that's in walking distance, like I just mentioned that Morrisville neighborhood, the Western Corners.
You can walk to Park West right there.
There you go. When you're in walking distance, you know, to entertainment, to shopping, to restaurants, those tend to appreciate a lot more. So I would say that those would be better for investments, you know, for investors that are looking to rent, just, you know, someone who's looking for a primary residence and hoping for it to appreciate quicker than normal. I would definitely focus on the areas that are all about, you know, lifestyle, if that makes sense. You know, the ones that make life easier. Those are the areas that are really, we're seeing a lot more appreciation.
It's a really good question. Thank you, Catherine, for that one. And if you would like to seek Angie's help and guidance when it comes to buying or selling a home here in the Triangle, I'll remind you the best way to get in touch is to call or text her directly at 919-538-6477. Angie can follow up with you that way very easily. 919-538-6477. If you're looking to sell. Andrew can do a listing appointment with you, come out, show you all of the different reasons for why they might value your home at a certain price, talk to you about marketing strategies and all those kinds of things. Very, very helpful to have those one-on-one meetings. And again, you can set that up by calling or texting at 919-538-6477. Or if you just need guidance on, hey, we want to buy some investment properties, want to know some more about the area and what homes should we be looking at, Angie's team can point you in the right direction there as well. 919-538-6477. And again, you can call or text that number, 919-538-6477. Gracie has a question for you. Gracie's in Knightdale and says, I read an article that says you should splurge on staging your home. Is that wise? How much should someone typically budget for staging?
So when it comes to staging, my team, we actually, that is a part of my services. So when listing a home, when I come out and meet with you for a listing presentation, I'll explain that. But as part of my services, I do have a professional stager that would come in. If you're living there, they will walk through the home, go room to room, take notes, give you feedback on things to do. It is night and day after a professional stager comes in.
I mean,
it makes a huge, huge difference. Also, my stager will come in if I have a vacant home and do kind of like a sprinkle staging, meaning, you know, maybe in a living room, add a chair, add a throw, you know, quilt or, you know, a throw pillow. In the bathrooms, add, you know, a colorful hand towel and some soap. So just a little extra sprinkle to add some color, especially, you know, this day and age, the newer homes are, you know, a lot of people are going down the route of all white and gray. If you have a vacant home that is all white and gray, it is blah. Even when you take professional photos,
if it
is vacant. So you need some color.
It's okay if the home feels not lived in, but you don't want it to feel vacant.
Right.
Vacant's a bad word.
And that's the whole point of doing like the sprinkle is to make it feel, to soften it up, soften up the edges, just really make the photo show better. In regards to, you know, staging and you spending the money, Gracie, so if your home is vacant, so first of all, if your home is not vacant, if you're living there, I think it's well worth having a professional stager come in there and giving you feedback. Once again, my team, that's part of our services, so it's not a separate fee. But if you have to pay for it, I would. When it comes to a vacant home, it is a lot of money to pay for a professional stager to come in and bring all the furniture in. There's many companies that do it. I know I recently got a quote, and for three bedrooms, it was a minimum of $1,800 for
that's
90 days. Okay. And so you were on a time limit too. And so it's not cheap. It definitely can help upsell a home, but you know, it's just not something that's as common in our market, to be honest with you.
It just sounds like there's other ways to do it that can be successful rather than just forking over a whole bunch of money. Just
that's
kind of like throwing the money after the problem.
It, you know, in our market, like we mentioned numerous times, it is definitely more of a seller's market. In our market, I just don't even think it's needed most of the time. I bet your home will be sold, you know, by the time you would recoup that cost, if that makes sense. So, of course, if it's a model home, they stage their homes, but that model home could sit there for a year or two and be the home to walk through to get homes sold. So, I don't know, Gracie, if I would really put that into your budget as far as staging goes, unless it's just giving some feedback. So if you're in this market and you are thinking about listing your home, of course, normally the first questions we get before the staging question is, you know, what is the value of my home? A great way to get started with that is you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888. So on your smartphone, just text the word listing to the phone number 555-888. And then from there, you will get a text. Just click the link, put in your address, and then an automatic value will come back to you. So it's to understand the value of your home, which is a great first step. And if you're super serious about listing your home, you're in the, you know, beginning stages, I also would love to actually meet with you. So I would love to come out, go through my listing presentation. Like I mentioned, one of my services as part of my marketing is I bring a professional stager through your home. So I would love to tell you more about that part of it. Also, just all the marketing that I do when it comes to representing you as your real estate agent. And to do that, to set up a listing appointment, you can actually call me now or send me a text message. My phone number is 919-538-6477.
Again, 919-538-6477, the way to get in touch with Angie Cole and her team. You can call or text her at that number, 919-538-6477. Call or text Angie. She's the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle. 919-538-6477. Whether you prefer a call or a text, either way, just dial the number, 919-538-6477. 6477. Much more coming up on today's show. We'll feature a great home that's for sale here in the Triangle coming up. Also on the Mortgage Moment, a good question about USDA loans, as well as more, all straight ahead on the Savvy Realtor.
It's time for our listing of the week from A. Cole Realty right here on the Savvy Realtor.
Well, it's time for the listing of the week, where we feature a great home that's for sale here in the Triangle with Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty. And Angie, what's this week's home that we're featuring?
Yeah, so this week's listing of the week is located in Birchwood Hills. So Birchwood Hills is maybe 5 minutes down the street from Crabtree.
Oh, okay.
So prime location. The address is 4409 Woodbury Drive. Woodbury is W-O-O-D-B-U-R-Y, one word. Okay. So 4409 Woodbury Drive in Raleigh, 27612 in Birchwood Hills. So this is a completely remodeled home in Midtown Raleigh location. Has an eat-in kitchen with granite countertops, subway tile, stainless steel appliances, hardwoods, can lighting and pantry, the formal dining room with a bay window, which is really nice. It does have a brick surround wood-burning fireplace and can lights in the family room. There's a separate living room area. We have our master bedroom with a walk-in closet. The master bathroom has granite countertops, tile floors, and a tile surround walk-in shower. This home is 2019 square feet. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, also has a bonus. This home also has a brand new roof, brand new insulation in the crawl space, new windows, new carpet, new HVAC ductwork, paint, also fixtures, and then, I mean, just the flooring, also a French drain system. In the back, we have a storage shed with electric in it as well. And then the lot itself is absolutely gorgeous. So it sits on 0.33 acres. When you are sitting out on your back deck just looking out, there is a huge amount of usable space, very secluded, wooded. Mm-hmm. I mean, flowers, the landscaping is, you know, spectacular. It is a gorgeous home. And so with this listing at 4409 Woodbury Drive in Raleigh, 27612, we are hosting an open house this weekend.
Oh, cool.
So the open house will be this Sunday. So that is Sunday, July 16th. And the time is from 12 to 2 o'clock. So once again, come on by to this listing. We are hosting an open house on Sunday, July 16th from 12 to 2 p.m. And if you would like to get more information, if you want to see some pictures of this home, you can actually text the word SAVVY, that's S-A-V-V-Y, to the phone number 555-888. We will then shoot you the virtual tour of this beautiful listing. You can view pictures, more remarks, see the pricing, and all of that good stuff. So once again, text the word SAVVY to the phone number 555-888.
And that will allow you to see the virtual tour, pictures, and more info of this home on Woodbury Drive in Raleigh, 4409 Woodbury Drive, the address of that one. Just text the word SAVVY to the number 555-888. Again, SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y, to the number 555-888. And a reminder, there'll be an open house tomorrow on Sunday from 12 to 2. And again, this is in the Birchwood Hills neighborhood. Open house tomorrow from 12 to 2 at 4409 Woodbury Drive in Raleigh. Come and check out this home in this great neighborhood. Very, very pretty. I think the word is well-appointed, right?
Yeah, 100%.
That's the realtor word for this?
And there you go. And I mean, it's great because it is almost better than new in the sense that, I mean, you have that, you know, really neat, a lot of character to it, but everything has been remodeled in this home. I mean, it's sharp. It's ready to go.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. That is the listing of the week. Very cool home that's for sale here in the Triangle. Coming up, we're going to have the Mortgage Moment and more. Stay tuned. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
In the age of Trulia, Zillow, and the hundreds of other realty websites, it's hard to know where to begin when buying or selling your home. Keep listening to The Savvy Realtor to learn how to cut through the online clutter.
It's time to get to know your savvy realtor just a bit better.
Well, it's time to get to know Angie Cole a little bit better here on The Savvy Realtor. This is where we throw a random question at her each week to find out more about her personality. And you learn all about the real estate world, but what about the realtor? And that's where we focus here for a few moments. And this should be a good one this week, Angie. Tell us about a time when you were the most nervous.
Yeah. So I would say the time that I was most nervous. So we all have our greatest fears, right, in life. And a lot of times people say their greatest fears are death or public speaking. Mine's public speaking. Okay?
Oh, is it?
100%.
So, whoa. You're on the radio. How can that be?
I know, but I'm not in front of a crowd. So I'm, other than you, I'm hiding behind the microphone right now. So, which of course I was nervous the first time we did this, but public speaking and looking at a crowd of eyes staring at me makes me so nervous to the point that I feel like I'm talking differently.
Okay.
My voice gets a little crackly. I'm sweating. You know, I start talking really fast. You know, all of the signs of being very, very nervous. So it is something, the public speaking, I've gotten a lot better at it because I force myself to do it because I know it's a good thing.
Did you ever do Toastmasters or anything like that?
No. Nothing. I would never sign up for something like that. No. Yeah. But I do make, you know, like appearances for like realtor conventions, for panels, teaching classes, that sort of thing. And once again, I do it and I force myself to do it to better myself. So the most nervous I've ever been was the first panel that I sat on. Of course, there would be 300 other realtors in the crowd.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was scared to death. But I mean, it was great. You know, everyone was like, wonderful job, you know, but I had to do a whole presentation about social media. And, you know, of course, you see faces there and you're like, they do a lot more business than I do. You know, this is many, many years ago. But, you know, they do a lot of business and I feel like they are just looking at me and judging me. But I've gotten over that fear. I've gotten better. I still get a little bit nervous every time. But I would say the most nervous I've ever been was speaking on that first real estate, you know, panel of a good 300 plus agents.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, despite, you know, thousands of hours of on-air experience in front of a crowd, I still get nervous.
Yeah. It's different. I mean, it is way different than
I start thinking about it 2 or 3 days in advance of if I've got a public speaking thing and it's on my mind and it bothers me for 2 to 3 days leading up to the event because you're thinking about it and it's, you know, I don't want to say you're dreading it.
Yeah,
but
right.
It affects you for
sure. I recently spoke at one of our good friends' wedding and it was as simple as reading a scripture, you know, but once again, it was speaking in front of, you know, around 200 people and I was so nervous. And I think I was more nervous of it just not being perfect and messing up, you know, all eyes on me once again. They asked me to do this reading, but I was super nervous. I was honored that they asked me, but I'll be honest with you.
I'm nervous too.
I was kind of like, are you sure you don't want me to just sit in the crowd and, you know, enjoy the wedding?
But I can wave. How about that?
Right, exactly.
So. That's funny. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. That's I was surprised to hear that, just knowing how effervescent your personality is here on the radio.
Yeah.
But don't ask you to get up in front of a group and expect you to just do it easily.
Right.
That's pretty cool. That's getting to know Angie Cole a little bit better here on the Savvy Realtor. And we will get back to talking about how you can better prepare for buying or selling your home here in the Triangle. Coming up next, stay tuned.
Lenders, school districts, crime stats, inspections, due diligence, estimates. Ooh, there's a lot to keep up with when it comes to buying or selling a home. It's easy to get lost in the details when you go at it on your own. But it's a different story when you have a savvy realtor to help keep you on the right path. So let's not wait any longer. Let's get back to the show.
Thanks for joining us this week on The Savvy Realtor. Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole. She's the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle. And if you have questions about buying or selling a home here in the area, you can call or text Angie at 919-538-6477 to ask your question. That's 919-538-6477. Here on today's show, we are taking your questions that we've gotten over the last couple of weeks, some of the popular ones that came in, and featuring them here on the show. It's sort of a special edition of our program. All questions from folks like you. And let's get to another one here, Angie. Maxine says, I thought I'd start my search online. I put in some of the items on my wish list, and I guess I didn't narrow it down enough. I'm overwhelmed with choices. Am I not being picky enough? And Maxine goes on to say, what else can I do to narrow down the search? I don't want to eliminate good homes by just arbitrarily setting minimums for bathrooms and bedrooms and that kind of thing. This is the opposite of the usual problem.
I know. I feel like definitely in our market right now that, you know, it's more of a situation of not finding enough that, you know,
people are too picky.
A buyer, will fall in love with. So, Maxine, my suggestion would be is first focus on location, location, right? So really focus on the location you want to be in. And then from there, you know, make sure that you can narrow it down by your price range. So, you know, if you know that you're qualified for a $200,000 home, maybe look at homes 150 $150 to $200. So really stick within the price range, you know, that you're qualified for and where you feel comfortable. Also, you can narrow it down by style. You know, are you specifically looking for maybe a single family home because a backyard's important to you? Mm-hmm. Are you specifically looking for a townhome because you like the maintenance-free environment? So that can really narrow you down. Other things I say to focus on is, you know, location of the master bedroom important to you? Whether it's on the first floor or the second floor, because that can really weed out a lot of homes. Also, the size of the yard. So, you know, really focus on what's most important to you and what are must-haves and what are wants. So write down those must-haves. You know, a garage, that's one that really will eliminate a lot of homes. Must you have a garage? And must it be a one-car minimum or a two-car minimum?
Right.
So focus on those items. And then I think from there, that will narrow down your search a little bit more. And then you can start looking at the pretty of the home.
Right.
You know, as far as cosmetic on the inside and the type of upgrades and, you know, color choices and whatnot.
And if, Maxine, you're not picky, I suppose another piece of advice could be don't buy a house with your needs in mind. Now, you may push back against this, Angie, but if you truly are just not that picky, think about what the person who's going to buy the house from you in a couple of years, what they're going to want in a house. And so, yeah, instead of the two-bedroom, maybe you get the three-bedroom because it's better for resale and that kind of thing.
That's 100% true. So, for example, with a single-family home, there are some single-family homes out there that are two-bedroom, but for most single-family homes, three-bedroom minimum, you know, is definitely important when it comes to resale. So, yes, if it's not, you know, you're not a picky person, you're kind of just easygoing, happy with whatever, really focus on resale. You know, will this area, do we expect for it to appreciate? You know, is there a major highway in my backyard to, you know, when it comes to reselling another buyer, this might be, you know, something of importance to them that they would not buy this home where you don't care. So, yeah, always be thinking about the future. No matter what, always be thinking about the future because you probably will not stay in your home forever.
Great advice. And if you want to get in touch with Angie Cole and get similar advice into your financial situation, just pick up the phone and call 919-538-6477. You can also text Angie at that number, 919-538-6477. 919-538-6477. Stephen in Holly Springs has our next question on the Savvy Realtor for Angie. Stephen says, our family's moving. Oh, speaking of location, 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 Angie. Stephen's question is, our family's moving to the area soon. We want to buy in an area that has a good school system for our three boys, but also want room to move around. We're very active outdoors and want enough space to play football, basketball, other activities. We'd like something on at least an acre. Any suggestions on where we should focus?
So, Stephen, I would, first of all, you probably need to go a little bit more to the outskirts, meaning, you know, maybe go outside of the city limits, but not necessarily. I see a lot of people that are looking for a little bit more land or going to, like, Wake Forest, going to Rollsville, maybe down to Clayton and Fuquay. So, but trying to find, you know, an acre of land in, like, Raleigh or Cary is probably going to be tough, depending on your budget.
Sure.
In regards
it's doable,
to,
but the budget's
it depends,
go
yeah.
Way
so
up,
I don't know, Stephen, what, you know, your budget is. So that's, yes, it's doable, but very, very expensive to find an acre in those areas. In regards to school systems, of course, as a real estate agent, I can't give guidance on school systems, but I can direct you to the, you know, county or the public school system websites. So it's great to always maybe start there. You will actually get the ratings. You know, you could go to the Wake County Public School System, for example, and you can get the ratings of the school, and then that can give you some guidance on where to focus if schools are, you know, one of the important items on your list.
Yeah, it's a good question, though. A lot of people, that's at least someone who knows kind of what they're looking for in the landscape, whereas Maxine wasn't quite as sure of what she wanted to do or is picky, but Stephen, you know, and so that's one of your top priorities, and that'll help guide the search.
Right, and I tend to find, remember too, with school systems, you know, once again, Stephen, depending on your price point and monies you have set aside for education, you know, maybe private schools are an option. So maybe, you know, depending on your location, you're not, you know, stuck to just going to the public schools, you know, for that specific location. If you're open to private schools, you know, the education part of it shouldn't limit your search, if that makes sense. Sure. But if you prefer to look in an area because your kids will be going to the public school, then we need to first be looking maybe online, you know, at those school systems so you can make the decision on what school systems will best fit you and your needs or your kids' needs.
It's a really good question, Stephen. Thanks for submitting that one to us as well. Again, 919-538-6477 is your number to call or text Angie to talk about you and how you want to maybe buy a home here in the area, or if you're looking to sell a home. Angie can help walk you through that process and set up a time to come out for a complimentary listing meeting and look at your home, talk to you about the value of your home and what the selling process might look like. 919-538-6477 again is the number to call or text to reach Angie. 919-538-6477. Angie and her team helped more than 190 families last year buy or sell a home here in the Triangle, and I think you'll be well equipped to answer our listener question of the week, Angie. This one comes to us from Carl in Cary. Carl says, we moved to the area only a couple of years ago, and we weren't really thinking of selling. But based on how other homes in our neighborhood are selling, I think we could make a huge profit on the home if we were to go ahead and pull the trigger on the sale. I bet it is appreciated by at least $100,000. Is now the time to pull the trigger, or should we see if we can ride the market even higher?
Carl, you're in an amazing city. So Cary is one of those spots that has appreciated. You know, without seeing your actual home, I can't tell you how much, but I can only assume, you know, that it has definitely appreciated. So now is definitely the time to sell. We're in one of those positions that it is definitely a seller's market. And then on the flip side, if you plan to buy another home, the interest rates are still very low. We'll eventually get to that point where we're going to bottom out, in a sense of we're going to reach the max of the price point you'll be able to get. So I wouldn't wait too long. You know, yes, you could push it a little bit longer, but that could happen at any point, and none of us have any control, and we don't actually know when that time will change, and the market will take that, you know, little bit of a shift. So I would jump on it now. I would take advantage of the market. And Carl, if you want to get an idea of what the home value, what your current home is worth, and you know how much it has truly appreciated, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888, and a link will be sent to you. You just put in your address, and then a value will be sent back to you in regards to your current home. And so once again, if you're interested in the value of your home, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
You might be like Carl, kind of curious about your home's value right now. How much has it appreciated since you last purchased that home? Get an estimate. All you have to do is text that word listing, listing, listing. Text that word to the number 555-888. You'll just click on a link and put in your home's information. Takes about 30 seconds to do all that, and you'll get that home value sent right to your smartphone. All you have to do, again, is text the word listing to the number 555-888. Put listing into the message field, just like you're texting a friend, and text it to the number 555-888. Stay tuned. There's more coming up today on the Savvy Realtor.
It's the Mortgage Moment here on the Savvy Realtor.
This is the Mortgage Moment on the Savvy Realtor, helping you prepare for buying or selling a home here in the Triangle. Hopefully you learn a little something on the show each week. Joining us all the time is Angie Cole. She is the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty here in the Triangle. And we like to, on this part of the show, feature a great question that specifically deals with the topic of mortgages, one of the important parts of the home buying process after all. And Ron in Zebulon has this week's question, and it's a good one for you, Angie. He says, a friend of mine told me I should get a USDA loan because they don't require a down payment. Is that a good option to consider?
Yeah, Ron. I mean, most definitely it is. Remember, with a USDA loan, it is 100% financing, like you mentioned. So you don't have a down payment, but you still do have closing costs that you will have to pay when it comes to purchasing a home. This day and age, though, you know, it can be definitely negotiated into the offer and your contract where the seller pays your closing costs. Mm-hmm. So you could, in all reality, almost come to the closing table not owing any money at all. Now, with a USDA loan, you are restricted on area, okay?
So that's the catch.
That is the catch. So, which, you know, it's amazing how much we're really growing out, right? Just because, you know, homes in, you know, Cary and Raleigh, we're running out of space to build. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the newer homes are just, they're expensive, you know, they're not too cheap. But you can get a lot more home for your money the further you go out, of course. So with a USDA loan, you know, you are restricted on area. So it's for underdeveloped areas. Per se, is based really on like population. There is actually a USDA map that you would need to look at, or your real estate agent should have, you know, access to that to guide you. But you need to make sure that you are looking in areas that qualify for a USDA loan. Also, with every type of loan program, you know, of course, there are income, you know, limitations, price limitations, all that good stuff. So, you know, that's one of those things where you need to speak with a lender to see if you qualify for a USDA loan. But USDA currently actually is moving along quickly. Sometimes the USDA department can be a little bit behind with getting the financing underway. Mm-hmm. And so we have to have an extended closing date. But I'm representing the seller, but the buyer's getting a USDA loan and they were doing a normal 30-day closing. So that's great. But if you are, you know, thinking of buying a home, you want to start that discussion in regards to financing, maybe learn more about the USDA loans. I have a wonderful lender that I work with and his name is Ned Ligon with OnQ Financial. And he has this really cool app. It's a mortgage app that you can download to your smartphone. And you can get that by texting the word lending to the phone number 555-888. And from that app, you know, you can get pre-qualified. You can look at interest rates, you know, just learn a lot about the lending side of the process. And also, of course, is a great way to get in touch with Ned Ligon as well. So if you want to download this mortgage app to your smartphone, text the word lending to the phone number 555-888.
Again, just text the word lending, L-E-N-D-I-N-G, to the number 555-888. Click on the link and you can download that mortgage app. It's a good question, and it's I'm actually looking at the USDA map that they put online. Very easy to find. Just really Google USDA map,
yeah,
and it'll be right there. And it shows you the ineligible areas.
Yep.
And there's actually a lot of eligible areas in our community. I mean, up near Falls Lake, around Jordan Lake, there's plenty. South of Raleigh, there's, you know, some spots here
Clayton,
and there.
Fuquay. Yeah. I mean, all of those areas, for the most part, they fall into, you know, USDA legible areas.
Yep. Not too far out of Wake Forest. You know, there's lots of areas where that can still be a viable option for you. Hillsboro even has plenty of opportunity for that. So it's not as uncommon as you might think.
No, it's actually very common in our market. It is.
I think, underdeveloped area, and I think I'm going, you know, way south of here, you know, somewhere between here and Pinehurst.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find a spot.
No, it's
nearby.
Not that far out.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. Again, if you want to get that lending app, all you have to do is text the word lending to the number 555-888. You can even get pre-qualified right from your smartphone, which is pretty neat. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, and there's still more to come. Stay tuned.
Now, it's no secret, we all want to celebrate and have success. And right here on The Savvy Realtor, we like to celebrate and share those success stories.
This part of The Savvy Realtor we call The Success Story, where I ask Angie a question each week to tell us a story about a time she helped somebody navigate through a particular problem or issue when it came to buying or selling their home. Always love getting the good stories from Angie. By the way, if you want to reach out and get in touch with Angie and her team, you can call or text directly at 919-538-6477. Don't worry, that number will not put you on the air. You'll be able to just have a text conversation or a call with Angie. 919-538-6477. All right, Angie, this week I'm wondering if you could tell us about a time you helped somebody sell their home after they hadn't been able to do it with a different realtor. Surely that's happened before.
Of course. You know, that is one thing. We take over a lot of listings. I've actually had two listing appointments this past week where, you know, the client reached out to me and would to make a change, you know. And so at that point, we got the discussions, you know, going. But yeah, I had a client who was located in Wake Forest in the Twin Creeks neighborhood. This particular client was going through a separation, had been separated for a while. Amazing client who then ended up buying with us. But was very anxious to sell her home because she wanted to get rid of the larger mortgage payment, of course,
sure.
Which I understood. Well, this home was on the market for 204 days in 2015. Ended up expiring. That realtor took the home off the market. Then it was relisted in 2016 and was on the market for 202 days by a different agent.
Wow.
Okay. Then I spoke with the seller, and I can't remember how we originally got contact. I think she just saw our signs a lot in Wake Forest. I think that's how she reached out to me. But I put the home on the market, and then we got it sold in 18 days.
Wow.
So cumulative, this home was on the market for 406 days with other real estate agents.
Amazing.
And we sold in 18 days. And, you know, I like to attribute that to just really knowing how to market a home. With this particular home, the biggest setback that we had, honestly, was the backyard.
Okay.
It was a gorgeous custom-built home, really large home. And many times when you have a large home, it probably will be a home for a family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they want a very usable backyard, maybe for a playground, to play soccer, whatever it be. Well, this home had a gorgeous backyard, but it wasn't usable in a sense to be for those purposes,
right,
for kicking around a ball or something. So, I mean, beautiful. They did a great job with the retaining walls. It had a lot of steps to it and whatnot, a lot of flowers and landscaping.
Good for a landscape lover, but not necessarily
maybe a family with a lot of kids.
Family.
Exactly. So it was just all about marketing the home to the correct person, which was similar to my seller, you know, and we end up finding someone. And once again, we went under contract in 18 days. Seller was super happy. We've since helped her find another home. She's already closed on that one. So it was great to be able to help her to get her home sold after so many days of being on the market.
That is pretty cool. Neat illustration of how just sometimes making minor improvements, finding the right kind of buyer, adjusting the marketing just a little bit can help go a long way in getting your home sold. And if you need help like that when it comes to buying or selling your home, once again, I'll invite you to call or text Angie at her number, 919-538-6477. If you call and get the voicemail, no problem. Just leave a quick message. Angie will reach right back out to you when she can. And if you want to text, that's obviously very easy to go back and forth with as well. It's the same number. Just call or text Angie, 919-538-6477. If you are looking to buy or sell a home here in the Triangle and need guidance, tap into the team that has the knowledge. Angie Cole and her team are standing by. 919-538-6477 is that number. One more time, in case you're scrambling to pick up the cell phone and punch in the number, 919-538-6477. Well, Angie, that's all the time that we have for on this week's show. As always, thank you for your guidance, and have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me again, as always.
Absolutely. That's Angie Cole, your savvy realtor here in the Triangle. Find her online at acolerealty.com, or once again, call or text 919-538-6477. For Angie, I'm Walter. Thanks so much for listening. Next time, we'll talk to you on the Savvy Realtor.